Good morning. Thank you for coming. A few minutes ago, I issued an amendatory veto to Senate Bill 1, the education funding bill.
Standing at a podium in his office, Governor Bruce Rauner addressed a crowd of reporters. His staff had announced this press conference via email at 5 a.m., but the countdown leading up to it had begun much earlier. For 6 weeks, Rauner has been demanding that Democrats send him their school funding bill so he could veto the parts he doesn't like. If it becomes law, SB 1 will mark a historic change in the way Illinois supports schools, replacing a decades-old formula that relies on property taxes with a new evidence-based plan. Rauner likes that part. What he doesn't like is the part he says gives too much money to Chicago public schools.
SB 1 in its current form basically took the significant increase in school funding that I have advocated for and diverted hundreds of millions of dollars of it away from the classrooms around the state and diverted it to Chicago.
Rauner said he would strip away this unfair advantage CPS enjoys, but he also said his plan would send CPS $200 million more than the district currently receives. Exactly how that would work, his staff said answers to that and other questions will be revealed later. But perhaps the most urgent questions involved numbers that don't have dollar signs, the number of votes needed to approve his changes. Dave Dahl from radio station WTAX asked Rauner, "What makes you think that three-fifths of the House and three-fifths of the Senate will agree on any particular thing here?"
Well, upholding my a mandatory veto and passing it in concurrence requires a simple majority.
Other reporters chimed in to tell the governor the Supreme Court had ruled it would take a supermajority to either approve or override his veto. The governor seemed to be caught off guard.
I acted exactly quickly, exactly as I laid out, exactly as my constitutional authority sets.
He quickly ended the press conference, leaving the issue of statewide school funding up in the air. Due to a clause in the budget, the state cannot send money to school districts except through an evidence-based model.
So then the question is, Governor, what's your plan B? What do you want to do now? Because we are not going to accept the veto as written.
That's State Senator Andy Menar. He's a Democrat from Bunker Hill and the sponsor of SB 1. It's his fourth try at a school funding overhaul in as many years. He's also on the bipartisan team of negotiators that has been working to reach a compromise. And despite the veto, he sees no reason to stop.
Maybe our route's a little more difficult now, but in reality, we can pick up where we left off.
New demands have reportedly crept into that conversation, things like mandate relief, private school vouchers, and limits on collective bargaining. Menar was reluctant to confirm or deny.
I'm not going to go into detail about specifics of a negotiation. The best thing we can do is go right back to that table and begin those conversations with the people who are willing to do it and negotiate in good faith. We had that going.
School districts expect their first installment of state funds on August 10th. That's just 8 days away. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.